Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hi, I'm ex-chav Danny Bird.
And I'm millennial Billy Andrew.
And this week on the Gossip Gaze pod, Billy's flipping off from the DJ booth.
Danny's flipping off on live telly.
And the Gen Zs are taking over.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, Billy Andrew.
And me, Danny Beard.
It is Thursday and we are two queers in your ears talking things from our community, sharing our wildest confessions or hookup horror stories.
Mm-hmm.
Anything... Oh, I fucked up. Give me a second.
Don't worry, baby.
Do you know what? We've just done some Read Some Adverts and it's fucked me up. I'm seeing stars.
Baby, I'm your friend.
I know.
I'm not just a star. I'm a friend. Listen, if you want us to get the goss from you, send it in.
Yeah.
We're talking anything this week from...
Wheelchair vigilantes. To douching disasters.
More shit. Great. Welcome to the Gossip Gaze.
Fucking hell. If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas, your funny stories or anything else, camp, crazy, cuckoo, all the C's. If you want to get in touch, well, you can do it by DMing us at Gossip Gaze Pod. We've got an email. It's very rare somebody uses it. It's letters@gossipgazepod.com, but it's still there. We're still hanging on by a thread, but I might cancel the account.
No.
Because you've got to pay for your little Gossip Gaze handle at the end. And I pay I pay $4.99 for that
month.
Bill,
pop it on your invoice to audio. We'll always
do. Oh, shall I? Right.
It's job now.
There we go. I've just got the nod from the producer, so that's fine. And then you can get in touch via WhatsApp. The number for that is in this description.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
What's the number?
079-2222.
Is it?
Yes.
079-222?
Yeah.
That's a good number.
There we go, yes. But it's not really, but it's in this episode's description. Oh. How are you? You've got some news.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Tomorrow night you can catch me live on Channel 4 for Stand Up to Cancer. I can't give any more details other than that right now, but I will be live on Channel 4, so
please do not swear.
I'm excited.
Bam. Are you excited for it? Have you done live TV before?
Yeah, I was on Lorraine the other morning, love.
Oh, I mean proper live.
Well, like, was Lorraine not proper live? Stuff, what's Lorraine?
Stuff normal people watch, do you know what I mean?
What? Lorraine is a national treasure, I'll have you know.
Right.
Treat me like a goddess.
Who watches that? Me, because I don't work in the day.
Yeah.
Who else don't work in the day?
Mums.
There we go. Me and the mums watched it. I mean, everybody can watch you on Channel 4 tomorrow night.
That's just
this
true.
Is what I'm getting at. I think you're going to get more views on live telly. Am I putting the shitters up you?
No.
Am I not? I'm trying to.
Well,
sorry.
It's not working.
Is that all she can say?
That's it for now.
Right.
There's a lot. It's one of them industries, isn't it, darling? I don't like to shag and shout.
You're joking. That's all you do.
No, I actually don't.
All you do is shag and shout.
I don't. There's a lot of disappointment as well.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. We won't talk about it. Do you know what I want to talk about? Oh, God. You
can tell I was on holiday.
I was going to say, yeah, you'd been on holiday once. I want to talk about DJ etiquette.
Go on.
For the fucking customers.
Oh. And it's mainly. Is this about Limp Wrist Girl again?
It's not Limp Wrist Girl, but she's in this category.
Right.
Gen Z's. Are we not only in the room? I'm looking at the new producer. Is she Gen Z?
No.
What's a Gen Z?
Oh, you're Gen Z, you little bastard.
You're 21.
What is
Gen
Z? Gen
Z. Because you're 21, you'll be Gen Z.
I was born 2001, is that?
Yeah. Oh, you're very Gen Z.
Sorry, we've got somebody in the room who was born prior to Britney Spears becoming a star.
Sorry, what is your role? No, no, I didn't mean it like that. Who are you?
Who are you? Why are you in here?
Are you an audio technician, would you describe yourself?
Studio engineer
at 21.
Gen Z. Bloody hell.
And I'm sensing a little bit of a Tory accent there. Where are you from, Sunshine?
From the northeast.
From the northeast? East? Where's that?
Newcastle.
Just north of Newcastle, yeah.
You don't sound it.
You don't sound Geordie.
Fucking hell, we are. You don't want to bag your pony.
Your mammy went a minor and your daddy ain't a chufty. Well, thank you. You're making us sound beautiful today. I like having a bit of a different team in. It just sends the vibe.
New energy.
We're pranging off each other in here. We're pranging left, right and centre. Talk to me about DJ etiquette, Billy.
Gen Z's.
Yeah.
Particularly you. You love... You're basically born and you get a phone shoved in your hand. And do you know what you do with that phone? You communicate.
Yeah.
And you don't know how to talk. And do you know what I do? I go to work and I don't speak to a single motherfucker unless they come up to me and ask for a song. But now I get people just holding the phone up to me like that. Play Taylor Swift like that,
right?
Like that, and I do, and I stick one to put them.
You don't.
I fucking do. I go
oh
like
God,
that.
She thinks she's David Guetta. She's in beer to 16 people on a Friday, and someone's asking for a fucking song, and she's putting a finger up. Do you know what you should get for your DJ booth? You know,
no
you
request.
Can, no, you know you can get them things for your car, and you get a thing for your car, and it's like an LED strip.
Right.
You know, like what they have in the train stations?
Yeah.
So it's all little LEDs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then you can program, you have a little keypad that you put in the front of the car, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and each one is a different phrase you've programmed.
Right.
You should get one of them that you stick in the front of the DJ box.
And it says, coming up next, doesn't it?
No.
What?
Number one.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Right, okay.
Number two, talk to the hand because the face ain't listening. So you press... We bring back the retro sayings. You press number two and then you put your hand up.
Yeah, right, okay.
You press number three and it says, talk to me in person, baby.
Yeah.
And then you press number four and you put, fuck off, Hetty.
Yeah. Do you know what? I think it's because, like, you wouldn't go to a service, like, you wouldn't order a pasty from Greg's and hold your phone up and say, can I have a steak bake? Do you know what I mean? I'm like, fuck off. You can literally come and speak to me, like,
steak bake. I might start doing it everywhere I go. 4 double Big Macs, 20 nuggets, 4 chips, a large Coke Zero, 4 mozzarella dippers. Please make sure the sauce is with it.
You wouldn't do it anywhere else.
Yeah, no.
Please come and speak to me. I come. Do you know this is my only job coming into the studio where I actually speak to people. Every other time, I'm like, don't chat to a soul. Really?
What about when you're on the ships? Because you're currently away on Virgin Atlantic.
When I'm
halfway
on the
to Australia, but obviously she's not allowed in Australia, so they're flying her back from Greece. But that's another story.
On the ships, it is different because I only do like 3 or 5 hours a day work. So then the rest of the time, I can do what I want. So I get to chat to the customers. I'm also allowed this
chat.
Time to...
She says chat.
No, this time I'm allowed in crew areas as well. So it's going to be a bit more exciting.
Why?
Because I can go in the crew bar and I can sit and chat to the crew.
You can mingle with crew. Why could you not do that last time?
It was just part of the rules. And I think they've worked out that actually the guest performers are a bit isolated and they can't really do much.
And you are crew?
I'm crew.
So are you a sailor?
No. A sailor is
seaman?
A customer.
I'm a sailor's a customer?
Yeah, so anybody who comes on board as a customer is known as a sailor. And you say, ahoy, sailor.
You don't.
You have to.
Ahoy, sailor.
There's the Virgin Voyages language.
Ooh, teach me.
Ahoy, sailor.
Yeah, what else?
That's it.
Man overboard. Man overboard.
You only say that when somebody is overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah, which hasn't happened, but it does happen a lot on cruise liners.
Does it?
People do go overboard, yeah.
Imagine falling off them, because they're high.
Thing is, you don't fall. A lot of people do chuck themselves off, unfortunately. Suicide.
Trigger warning.
Yeah. But that is true, yeah. Loads of cruise liners have to stop. Not just obviously.
But you're not in a rude way.
What?
You're just going to come into the water.
And then you die.
How?
I thought this. But what? Until you've been on one and you look down, I thought, fuck off, I'd be able to swim. There's no way. You couldn't. It is so deep, so cold.
And I suppose if it's moving. You get whacked under.
You'll just swirl
this
under.
This is scary.
It's also the height you fall.
Yeah, it's fucking high, you know.
Even whether or not you're going into water, if you're falling from a tall height, you can...
But if you cross your feet and cross your arms...
You're not Tom Daly, darling. You're going to die if you go overboard.
You cross your feet, because the thing is, when you high impact water... My dad actually taught me this recently, ex-fireman. Mm-hmm. Very funny guy. if you cross your feet,
yeah.
Because when people jump out of like helicopters and stuff into water, if they don't cross the feet, especially people with penises, you can completely castrate yourself.
No.
Because hitting water from a height.
Castrate?
Oh.
It's like hitting a brick wall.
Shit.
Anyway, welcome to the Gossip Case. I hope you're having a really good day. I do apologise if we triggered anybody there.
So, anything else Camp Crazy or Cuckoo in your world, love?
Well, no, just gearing myself up for my live TV performance tomorrow. Probably blink and you'll miss me, but that's entertainment for you. That's...
I can remember when Stand Up To Cancer started.
Yeah.
It felt like quite late on in terms of life, in my life. Anyway, I remember when it first came on, I was like, what's Channel 4 doing? Stand Up To Cancer, what's all this?
I mean, we've got Bake Off.
Oh, right,
Stand
yeah.
Stand Up To Cancer Celebrity Bake Off.
Are you going on that?
Cannot confirm or deny, okay. But I'm not in the tent because it was filmed earlier in the year, so No, I'm not on this year.
Right, okay.
I mean, I would love to go on that.
Have you been watching Bake Off? We've not spoke about it.
I fucking love Bake Off.
Do you know in America?
Do you like Alison Hammond?
Love her. Do you not?
Well...
I would be careful, off the record, I'd be careful because the gays are out for Alison Hammond at the minute.
Why?
I'm out for Alison Hammond. Thanks, Sam. We can leave that in.
Can I ask why?
I like the warning. Yeah. Sam will tell you why.
Trigger warning.
Can I ask why?
Sam will tell you why. I'm having a vape.
After the Tory conference where they basically, well, it was a shot fired at LGBT people, particularly trans people. This morning had Rishi Sunak on and they were just licking his ass, telling him what a great conference it was. Alison Hammond was there being like, oh yeah, great speeches. I absolutely loved them.
Are you joking?
Now everyone on Twitter is like, hang on, your fan base is gay men making you a queer icon. And now you're on this morning in front of a transphobic, homophobic prime minister being like, yeah, great work. It's all a bit... It's not. We needed her to stand
like
up for us
morning,
and she backed down.
It is Tory morning.
It is Tory morning.
If you want something a bit more northern, a bit more real, tune into Steph's Pack Lunch.
Steph's Pack Lunch, absolutely. We love it.
I mean, I was
lesbian.
On Steph's Pack Lunch. There's a live show I was on. Thank you very much. I've done a lot of live telly recently.
Can I say?
Thank you.
I weren't slagging your career off,
darling.
Right,
well, it felt very fucking pointed, all right? I get it. I'm not the Vivian, all right? I can't fucking dance on ice and I'm not skinny.
But maybe in the future you'll be.
Maybe.
The future Vivian is sat right in front of me.
I've just spat my Coke Zero all over myself now.
You have.
Viv wouldn't have done that.
Speaking of Steph, she was in a venue that I was working in the other week.
Oh, tell me, was there any goss?
She was just dancing away.
Was she dancing really fast?
She was dancing.
When I saw her, she was snorting coke off a lesbian's boobs.
No, she was not.
Of course
lying,
she wasn't.
Bitch.
I'm joking.
Bitch. We'll be back with some listeners' letters after this short break. But first, are you a loyal listener at Gossip Gays?
I hate this bit.
I know you do. But do you want to say the rest of it?
No.
Well, do you set your alarm on Mondays and Thursdays? That's when we release, by the way. We release on Mondays and Thursdays. You're yawning away.
Sorry, I hate this bit.
Do you laugh out loud whilst on the train, driving to work, or in your other systems of commute?
Nope.
Well, why not tell your besties, your fellow queens, your allies all about the Gossip Gays? Spread the love by spreading the podcast and share this episode on WhatsApp now. We'll give you a few moments and we'll be back in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about like Hinge or Virgin Atlantic or something. So listen, stud and book flights.
Yeah, do
get
it.
On Hinge.
Because if we get 10 flights booked with our code Gossip Gays,
we get a first class flight to Bahamas.
We get a first, yeah.
So fucking do it.
We've not got a discount code. It's Virgin Atlantic. They don't do it. But if you can afford it, you should fly there.
The Gossip Gays.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Gossip Case. Right, well, welcome back.
We were having a real chuckle then in the ad break, weren't we?
We were.
Honest to Christ.
Fucking hell, but now we're back
fucking
on.
Fucking hell.
We've been asking for your dirty confessions.
Ooh, dirty.
Your tales and gossip. Your own stories or gossip you've heard third hand.
Third hand. This is worrying me.
The wider, the better.
The wilder, not wider. We're not talking about your sex life, Billy. We're talking about the confessions.
If it's gaping, right in, let us know.
God,
you know what?
Boy.
Some people are really into that look of the gape.
They really? Are, actually. People love the gape.
Yeah.
People is that what they're saying in the Hinge profile? Just looking for the right gape for me.
My boyfriend says.
Right, so Sam's been through and picked some of the best ones that we've received this week, and we'll appoint our gossip. We're going to call it Goddess this week.
Are we? Gossip Goddess.
Yeah. Yes, of the week.
We asked and you delivered. Someone texted in. They were Gen Z.
Yes.
Goddess.
There we go. We're not looking at the sound engineer in the corner of the room, but thank you very much for Goddess.
Why is he sat there in a clown outfit masturbating?
Sam, what have you got for us, love?
Right, you ready for your first story?
We're ready.
Three. So, first one. Hi, gay. I'm going to move that.
Hi, gay.
Hi, gay.
Hi, gay.
Hi, gays and theys. Ted here.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
I'm a wheelchair user and I get misgendered all the time. That's all in caps. So, That is happening quite often. In recent weeks, I've decided to use my wheelchair as a bit of a superpower to combat this problem. Now, whenever someone misgenders me, I accidentally run over their toes with my wheelchair.
Fab.
Each time they do it, I just ram a little harder. Do you think this is a suitable punishment?
No, I would never advise people to be violent towards one another.
However.
And I think if you are drinking, you do need to be careful for drink driving. But.
Yes.
I think the correct way would be to correct them politely.
First.
And then if they keep doing it, fucking take the toes, Ted.
Yes. I think because some people.
Correct them first.
Yeah.
Politely, because some people don't.
Some people do it accidentally. It's the people who are doing it on purpose and continually 100%. Do it.
It's all about the intent.
I've seen online somebody, it was actually Juno Birch. She was in a Boots. She was in a Boots chemist or something. And the guy kept saying
he.
Yeah, he. And then Juno Birch.
It was a young girl.
It was a young girl. Yeah, and kept referring and misgendering Juno Birch. And she put this all over a story and was quite shocked about it. And I think in that sort of scenario, you get that wheelchair and you ram them to oblivion, actually.
Also, like Juno was saying, it takes the wind out of you.
Yeah.
It's shit. And you all know, we've spoken about it heavily on here, and we're trans allies, as I think everyone should be. But this happens, and I think we all need to try better. But I think as soon as you've corrected someone very politely and then they refuse... Choose violence. Virgin Atlantic will be like that. We are not
sponsoring this
giving
podcast.
Giving anyone a flight. All right, what's the next one then, Sammy?
So,
have you ever been called Sammy?
Some people call me Sammy.
Sammy.
You've made
little Sammy.
Oh, thank you. I do have the dimples to be called Sammy, actually.
You do.
Yeah.
You could get what are them piercings called? The girls
got the muttier piercing.
Cheek ones.
Oh.
Seen them right through the cheek.
If imagine if I had no other piercings and just my dimples pierced.
Yeah, you'd never get laid again.
Yeah, I know.
Go on, story two, who's it from?
So, hi, this one's anonymous, actually. Yeah, this one's anonymous.
Hi, anonymous.
Hi, Danny and Billy.
Hello.
I rarely, if ever, bottom, but found myself with an itch for it. I'm a man in his late 20s who likes whiskey and pizza, so the douching process was lengthy. It took almost an hour and a half. But once I was clean and emptier than a stepmother's promise, I was ready for him to come round. We've been chatting for a while, and he was everything and more than in his pictures.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's, I like
someone's
this.
Someone's lucky there, yeah? It's rare you get that, can
rare.
I add?
Rare.
That's like a shiny Pokemon. Very rare.
Very rare.
Anyway, we got down to it, and it got hot and heavy. I was really into it and so ready for him. However, probably about 2 minutes in, as I went down on him, after maybe two strokes in my mouth, he announced he was going to come.
Oh,
and spoke in my mouth. Oh. He then said, thank you, got dressed and left. I was sat there furious. In reaction, I ordered a massive McDonald's and ruined all my hard work. My question is, what else should I have done? What else could I have done with my arse? There was no one on Grindr that could scratch the itch. Do I have the right to be annoyed?
Well, first of all, if you've got an itch, you can get a cream for that and a little tablet.
Get checked.
Get
stay
checked.
Safe.
Also, stay safe.
Also, my rule is, in life, if it's taking more than 20 minutes to do, give it up and say, the Lord has said today, you
the
know.
The Lord has spoken. The Lord I has said. I can't be penetrated today. I ain't being penetrated. It's my constitutional right to be penetrated. But if it takes more than 20, oh, baby.
I want to go to the Church of Danny Bird.
So
that
do
was
I.
Great.
That was hilarious. That is my rule, though. If it's taking more than 20 minutes, I'm giving up the ghost. There's no point.
Give up the ghost.
Literally.
What's that song? Give up the ghost.
Is it Ella
Henderson? Henderson. Can't oh,
yeah,
bear her.
One of them.
Can't bear Ella Henderson.
One of the Ellas.
She I was don't... so fucking rude to me.
She also came into Cruise 101 because they booked her and then was like, this is my first ever day club, everyone. Woo.
Oh, yeah. And everyone was like,
get off the stage, bitch.
When was that?
That I remember
was,
that.
I think it was Pride, like last year or something.
Well, when, she, like, did, when she did the main stage, I was like, oh my God, are you steaming before you go on? I got, my vocal coach always said, like, maybe she took it the wrong way in hindsight. I went, oh God, my vocal coach always said not to do that. That's interesting because you can sing like fucking
yeah, she belts.
Amazing.
She's a belter.
And she went, yeah, well, I know what I'm doing.
Ooh. Schnocky cow.
You keep steaming, bitch.
Is Danny going to be the gossip goddess?
Don't quote me
week?
On the words there, which yeah. either of us said, but it was something along those lines. That's my memory of it. Anyway.
Not a good interaction, basically.
Wasn't a great interaction.
I think this listener should get fiber tablets.
Yeah.
I think that would be a big improvement on life. Still have your pizza, still have your whiskey, just have some fiber tablets.
Can I say,
do you take a lot of fiber?
Yeah.
It bungs me up.
It bungs me up. So I tried these fiber tablets, and I was like,
how many are you having?
Yeah, I was going to say. The recommended dose is two to three in the morning, 2 to 3 in the night. I can't do that for my bowel.
Oh, can you not?
Right. I have one.
Right.
And it works.
Oh, really?
Nice.
Just one?
Just the one. I have just the one and a big water.
Right.
Right? And then every time I eat just the one and a big water meal, I mean, don't have it when you snack.
Got yeah.
Not on your Ozempic.
No.
No. Right, okay.
And also on Ozempic, my gut slowed right down. Like
mine did. I was backed up to fucking...
Yeah. Fiber and Ozempic do not go. Yeah.
And also, sometimes when you have tablets or like vitamins and stuff like that and you don't have them with food, your body doesn't actually digest them because right. it hasn't got the right digestive fluids to get through like the plastic
you need to have this fiber tablet with food and water.
Most like tablets and vitamins you just have with food, otherwise you might not digest them properly.
Oh, well,
you need the right stomach acids on the go. Otherwise, you will just poop out the capsule.
A certain brand that is the brand.
Yeah.
Sure, pure.
Pure for men, yeah. Mm-hmm. Non-spawn, by the way. We're not
non-spawn.
Sponsored.
They also do another pill.
Oh.
Flushes you out.
Does it?
Basically,
a laxative.
But you can do flush out. You know, if you,
right, okay.
you know what I mean?
Say, get
it's,
out
say
of me.
It's Monday, you had a fucking big fat roast and it was lamb.
Got you, lamb. Okay.
Wash it out.
Got you.
Monday morning.
Perfect.
Eat fibre.
Now, sounds ideal, but that sounds like a nightmare situation, surely. Are you not like having that tablet and then what's the damage afterwards?
Well, to be honest, without being too graphic, I've been on a Ozempic that long. I don't shit for 5 days and then do nothing but shit for one.
Yeah.
So it just sounds like a regular Thursday to me.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Does this person have a right to be annoyed, though? Moving back to the letter.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It would be
annoying.
So annoying. I'd be so pissed off. And do you know what?
It's annoying, but also, like, that's hookup culture. You don't know who you're meeting, really, unless you've met them before.
And everybody's selfish. A lot of people are selfish.
You know, people want to be in, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
See you later.
See you later. Adios, ciao, bella.
Yes.
That's what they want. You probably need a regular hookup here. Have someone with good sex with and you can return for the goods.
FWB. Friends with benefits.
FWB.
Yes, that's what you need.
Have you not heard that before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't do that.
No.
I'm in a committed relationship.
Do you want one more?
Yes.
Your last letter. So, my ex-boyfriend at university invited me to go and meet his family for the first time and stay at their family home for the weekend.
Can I just pause there? That's always quite daunting, nerve-wracking.
At uni age as well. Staying over.
Horrible.
And like, what? Oh, you just, I don't know about you, but I'm always like, I just hope they like me. I hope they like me.
It also shouldn't be a staying over thing. It should be a meal.
A dinner.
Yeah. And
always the first time, a dinner, in and out.
An initial,
leave them wanting more.
Exactly. You don't want to overstay your welcome. You don't want to stay over. No, none of that.
Nice little introductory offer.
You might hate them. They might hate you. So many variables.
You're trying to install more anxiety into them.
Yes. Yep.
So, right. They've gone to stay at their boyfriend's, well, now ex-boyfriend's house. And actually, his ex shared a room with his older brother. So for the weekend, the youngest, who was 14, was told to give up his room for us to stay in.
All right.
Oh, I just remember the Ella Henderson song, Give Up the Ghost.
We've sung it already.
Oh. Sorry, carry on.
That evening, while in bed, my ex tried to initiate some adult relations.
Can I stop? Just call fucking spade a spade. Shagging. That reminds me of that. I did not. Did anyone have LimeWire back in the day?
I did not have sexual relations. Yeah, when you used
you'd be trying to get fucking single ladies kind of or something kind of ooh. When you download it, it say something kind of _ooh_ 125. Yeah, and you'd be like, fab, I fucking got it from your Walkman. And then you put it on and go, I did not have sexual relations.
Yeah, it did.
It is call it what it is, girl.
Yeah. It is wild that some of our letters.
Try to suck it off.
It is wild that some of our letters want to
be graphic and some don't.
Yeah, like in this one we've got adult relations, in the others we've got just craving cock and come down my throat.
Ooh,
like,
yeah, that's too much.
An actual
fine line.
Mm-hmm. If you want to hear that, you can skip back a couple of episodes. Right, that evening, whilst my ex
can I
was
insult you again?
No,
I'm joking.
Shut up. That evening, while in bed, my ex tried to initiate some sex. He assured me it was fine and everyone was asleep and wouldn't hear. The next morning at breakfast with the whole family, the younger brother announced to everyone that he couldn't sleep because we kept him up with our late night activities.
Where was this fucking brother sleeping?
I know, yeah. Was it a bunk bed?
On the floor.
Oh!
Also,
can I just say your ex is a fucking freak anyway for wanting to do adult relations in your brother's bed?
Yeah, I would.
That's fucked up.
I mean, they were at uni, so he was probably like 18.
Still.
The brother was 14, it says there.
Because they were at university, they were probably like still quite young.
Still, I'm not fucking in my brother's bed.
But the brother's 14, whose bed you're in? You're shagging in a 14-year-old's
bed. Yeah, I'm not saying do it, but I'm saying they were also kids. Anyway.
No, I'm not happy about that. I'd say, do not put your hand on my thigh. We are in a child's bed. Would you not? So you'd fucking a 14-year-old's bed?
No, it's not a leading question, Sam.
It's very GP news of me.
I will go in the record now and say I would not
fucking
a 14-year-old's
bed. Thank you. There we go. That's all I was looking for. Nana ITV.
Last bit. His parents then spoke to us about being inconsiderate. I honestly wanted the earth to swallow me whole.
Yeah, I would as well.
I would. I'd lie.
I think we've had worse.
I'd say that wasn't. Well, we heard that. What? That,
you what?
That I thought there was a cat on heat in the garden.
They honestly had the opportunity.
It must have been a fox.
That must. You better check your garden for fox shit, Mummy and Daddy, because we. I ain't never touched no dick or nothing. I ain't never even been near a cock. I believe in no sex before marriage.
Honestly, I didn't have an opportunity to turn that back on the parents.
Absolutely.
They could have done that. It could have been worse. Last week we had clowns wanking on the bus. So, I mean, in hindsight, just, in perspective.
That's yeah. quite tame, actually.
Yeah. Quite chill.
Quite tame for what we have. Now, what are we saying?
Right. Gossip Goddess.
Gossip goddess. You have had shagging in 14-year-old's bed. The GG of the week. The GG of the week.
The Gossip Goddess.
You've also got the bottom dramas and you've got the wheelchair vigilante.
I'm toying between... It's not the last one. The last one is a bit tame for me. I'm thinking, does it go to Ted, the wheelchair user?
I'm going to pick...
I'm going for Ted. I'm repping it for Ted.
I'm going for the massive McDonald's.
Of course you are. Yeah. Of course you are, darling. Of course you are.
I'll go for Ted as well. Let's do Ted.
Woo!
Yay! Congratulations, Ted, the Gossip Goddess.
Woo! Right, well, thank you very much for listening to this gorgeous episode of the Gossip Days this week. If you want to get in touch with us, share a dirty dilemma, funny story, or anything else, camp, crazy, or cuckoo, you can do it by emailing us letters@gossipdayspod.com, DM us on Instagram @gossipdayspod, or our favourite method, send a voice note on WhatsApp, because... Sam, don't
I mean,
to
we've asked
out.
For weeks now. Where are the fucking voice notes?
I know.
Has everyone stopped listening?
Send a fucking voice note, you bitch. Send
Ooh,
one.
Oh, God, that was... Do that again.
Send a fucking voice note, you bitch.
Ooh. Bricked.
There we go. You better be shaking, and you better be going on WhatsApp now and sending us a little message. Where you get that number, it's in this description.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So you go into the description, you see a number.
Click it.
Can you click it?
Oh, you better be able to, because that's why people aren't messaging.
Can you click it?
Let me check.
Can you actually click
you
it?
You should be able to click. If you
no,
can't
I
click.
I thought it was a copy and paste job. Am I in the olden days?
Oh, you need to get back
Gen
in the
Z,
time.
Gen Z, babe. Can you click it?
Oh, you can fucking click it, girls. You oh, it's calling us.
Oh, ring it. See who answers.
Shall I?
Go on.
Oh, it's actually ringing. Imagine, like, it's fucking Lucas answers someone.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks. I'm not bad.
Who is this?
That is Lucas.
This is Lucas.
Oh, hello, sorry, we were just trying the number because we didn't know it could ring, but hope you're well, and we'll see you soon.
Did you hang up? Did you hang up?
Well,
maybe don't ring the number because I think Lucas is on holiday currently.
Oh, right.
He's going to be hit up left, right and centre.
By the way, people, sorry, don't ring the number.
Don't ring the number. You could have done a prank call.
Surely he'll know it's my number.
Yes. How will he know it's your number?
Because they've got me fucking number.
What, on the WhatsApp for the fucking gossip? Right, let's finish the show and carry this conversation on.
See you later, everybody.
Love you loads.
Bye. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.